Women have a monopoly on childbirth, and all monopolies have a tendency towards corruption.
In society today, men have no reproductive rights. They have no choice in whether and when they become fathers. When a man sticks his penis in a woman, he's putting his life in her hands, because he has no control over his capacity to enable a woman to become pregnant.
Of course, a man can use condoms, but condoms are not a fertility control device. When they work, they're only a barrier device. This is a crucial difference.
Do you think that condoms should be free in the same way as the oral contraceptive is free?
Yes, I do. I think we have a problem in this country, especially here in Haringey, with teenage pregnancies, with sexually transmitted diseases. And I think anything we can do which will promote sexual health, and I think condoms do, they're a very effective barrier mechanism. If the pill is free, I think it's illogical to say to people, you have to pay for condoms.
Why is it that society refuses to acknowledge that unless a man explicitly agrees to be a father, before conception, he's been hijacked?
Short-term relationships, when they're going primarily just for copulations, they tend to have very low thresholds and they're not particularly choosy about who they sleep with. When it comes to more long-term relationships, when they are looking for a partner to invest in and or to in whose children they're going to invest in, then they tend to be more picky and they go for cues of youth and fertility and also fidelity. A short-term relationship for a man is sort of an end in itself, as it were.
Have you ever had sex with a woman with the intention of trying for a baby?
No, I haven't.
So every time you've had sex up to the current time, you've not intended to have a baby, it's been for some other purpose?
Yeah, I think pleasure. Usually the number one purpose.
And have you ever had sex with a woman who wanted a baby with you, but you didn't?
No, or at least not that I'm aware of.
Now you men out there, of all the times you've had sex, and with all the girls, how many of those times were you trying for a baby? And looking back at some of the women, could you even imagine having children with some of them?
The girl with the great tits, but a face for radio. The girl who thought Japan was the capital of China.
Where does roast beef come from? Arby's?
The one who turned out to have a hardcore personality disorder. The one you simply didn't want to be with for more than one night.
You know the ones I mean. You'd rather chew off your own arm than have her be the mother of your children. Yet many men get caught in just this situation. The woman decides his fate. The woman decides if he'll be a father or not. Men also have no choice in respect of abortions. If a woman decides that an abortion is best for her, she has an abortion.
It's strange because she asked me, are you okay with this? You're fine with having an abortion. And I said, well, why not? Why don't we have it? You know, we're in a stable relationship. I wouldn't mind. I'd quite like to have a child now. And the panic that spread across her face made me realise that she had no intention of asking my opinion at all. All she wanted was for her choice to be backed up by me so that she could say, yeah, we could, you know, she could have somebody that who could share the guilt, if you like.
A man's opinion, hopes and dreams are all irrelevant, and this in a male-dominated society.
The simplest description of this situation is slavery. It's slavery because it's no accident that men don't have control of their fertility, as women have had since 1960.
Men need to start seeing pregnancy, and particularly childbirth, the way it really is. A man doesn't make a woman pregnant, any more than a man can make a bank give him a loan. Rather, a woman allows herself to become pregnant.
Despite how pregnancy is often described.
I fell pregnant. That's when he ended it.
Because you were pregnant? Because I wanted to keep the child.
Well, Leo, you can't just get the woman pregnant and then pretend like nothing happened.
I'm not, okay?
Ever since you shagged my best friend and got her up the duff.
And he got his girlfriend pregnant, so he's about to become a daddy.
Badly.
It happens.
A woman doesn't get knocked up, and she doesn't fall pregnant. She doesn't trip, fall, and land on a man's dick. She engineers it to be there.
Her pregnancy is her decision as well. Women in the West now have 100% control over their pregnancies. They are able to prevent pregnancy from happening. They can do things before intercourse, during intercourse, after intercourse. They can have abortions. And as such, they should bear 100% responsibility for the children. At least if they have decided to go ahead without the agreement and wishes of the man involved in the conception.
A man can never make a woman have a child if she doesn't want one. However, she can force a child on a man.
I'm pregnant, and you're the father.
This is a very important point because it changes how we view the child-making process, and it changes responsibility.
A woman has many options with respect to pregnancy and childbirth, a man very few. The options a woman has makes her utterly and completely responsible for every child that's born. And because a woman is 100% in control of her own fertility, that makes her 100% responsible for her pregnancy. It's a simple maxim: with complete control comes complete responsibility. Most men have some difficulty with this concept, and understandably so.
Do you think that if you have sex with a woman and she becomes pregnant, that you're both equally responsible?
Yes. Yeah, well, it takes two to tango, man, doesn't it?
We're both responsible.
Equal?
I'd say so. I mean, I have had an experience where I've gone in and I said, I'm going to put a condom on. I haven't had a condom. And she said, don't worry, just go in. You see, in my own mind, she's given me permission to go there. But at the same time, it's also my responsibility knowing it. It doesn't matter what she's saying, because it's still my responsibility. If a child comes out at the end of that, that's me. I'm responsible for that.
Do you feel that you are making her pregnant?
Yeah, I am making her pregnant. It is through my act that she's become pregnant. She couldn't get pregnant without me.
But the real issue, of course, is not who's responsible for pregnancy, but who's responsible for the birth of a baby. A woman decides if a man will become a father. All a man can ever do is ask.
There are some parts of society dominated by men, there are some parts of society dominated by women. For example, the women have always had the power to decide childbirth, whether they're going to have a child or not. That's a huge power. I mean, you could almost say it's one of the most powerful things in society. And women have that. Women can decide whether or not a man becomes a father. And fatherhood for me would change my life. Therefore, women have the power to completely change my life on a whim. A man is powerless when it comes to whether or not he's going to have a son or daughter. It's a female power in society. It's throughout history that perhaps is one of the biggest powers that you can have. And it is a female power.
But feminism, once again, has been there to cover up this fact. It's essential for feminism that men feel equally responsible for making babies, because this excuses women their complete failure to exercise due care in when and with whom they have children.
With such control over the process, there are simply no excuses for mothers to have children with men who have not agreed to be fathers. Having sex is not an agreement to fatherhood, and men should not be forced into fatherhood any more than a woman should be forced into motherhood.
It's not fair that women have complete power over whether a man becomes a father. And that's the bottom line. A woman has control over whether a man becomes a father. It's not fair, but it's the way of the world. So what you do is you try and protect the father as much as possible. You try and give him as many rights as possible. But right now, what we seem to be doing is simply punishing a man who doesn't want to become a father, who a woman has made a father. And that doesn't seem right to me, that you punish him. He should be protected, not punished.
If it was a one-night stand, if it was a casual thing, what would go through your mind when you found out that she was pregnant?
Shit. I'd ask her if she was considering an abortion. If she wasn't, I'd ask, so why not? What was she was thinking? Because I wasn't obviously not in love with her, she wasn't in love with me. How are we going to bring up a child in that environment? How's this actually going to work? I'd want to know what the motivations of the mother was. Is it just that she's obsessed with having a child? I mean, not that I can do anything about it anyway, but it sounds incredibly unhealthy. Any woman who wants a child without it being within a relationship has, I think, an unhealthy obsession with having a child regardless of anything else. It may simply be a biological clock ticking down. But that's an animal instinct, and we are human beings, and you control that. And if you can't give a future to this child, especially, and you know, call me old-fashioned, but a future within a relationship, a father and a mother, and I came from a single-parent family, so I'm not knocking that either. It's the way it is nowadays. But if you can't actually plan that, there is a problem there. There's something psychological going on, where you're being incredibly selfish because you're wanting to have a child with no concern as to the child or as to the father. And that's I would consider almost a psychopathic problem.
By bearing unwanted children, she's inflicting damage on absolutely everyone. The child, the father, and even strangers who might one day have to deal with crimes committed by her fatherless, maladjusted child. It's basically an assault on society, and yet society assists her in this crime. If a woman worked in a bank and gave a customer a loan of even £1 without knowing his surname, she'd get the sack for gross negligence. Yet many women get themselves pregnant after a night out in town without knowing the surname of the father.
Joy didn't remember much about the boy's real father, except that he drove a Ford.
Is this for me, Linda?
No, I was just writing what my name would be if I married Raoul.
It just says Linda.
I don't know his last name.
Some go further and continue the pregnancy to birth, to create another fatherless child. And all anyone seems to do in such circumstances is blame the absent father for not taking responsibility. Another deadbeat dad. But what about malignant, irresponsible mums? He may not even know he's a father because she didn't tell him.
I didn't know I had a daughter until a month ago.
How could you not know?
Angela's mother and I went out last year. Okay, it's over, and when it ended, she never told me she was pregnant.
Nothing's ever gonna happen between us again, Nez. It's been 5 years, I mean, you know, you gotta know that.
Things are different now, Frankie. I'm clean.
Nez, I'm really not in the mood for your bullshit. Please, just say what you want to say and get out of here.
This. Skila.
She's real cute.
But you think so. She's yours.
This is why, when men are asked the question, do you have kids, they can't be too sure of the answer.
No family, right?
No. None that I know of.
You have any kids, doctor?
Not that I know of.
This is the female empowerment, or girl power, that feminism has brought us. Women who are quite happy to get themselves pregnant without a second thought for anybody except themselves. And women are doing this in ever greater numbers.
If you, at the end of making this video, want to go up to Cardiff and see the social services up there, they'll take you. There are acres and acres and acres of council flats, I mean, thousands of just single women with children. That's the future. There's another one in Bristol. They're all over the place. Nobody sees them, nobody knows about it. But largely, there are no men on those estates, just single parents and mothers.
And you see that increasing?
Yeah, it is increasing.
Were you surprised that you said don't bother with
them? Very surprised.
In fact, I'll be honest with you, most of the women that I have dealt with lately have been prepared to go raw, and I find that really strange.
Is that to do with the women you're meeting, or is it to do with...
No, it's me, innit? I'm a good candidate for a father. That's all it is. I've got my own job, I've got my own place, I've got my own car. They think I've got a good job. It's a good job, do you know what I mean?
But really, would that be the case? Surely they don't want it. A kid is huge. Surely they know what a kid involves.
It is huge, but I'm a good candidate. Do you know what I mean? I fit most of women's criteria.
I'm sure. I'm totally certain of that. But after one night, they can't possibly be thinking, make a father.
It's not after one night, really. It's instant. It's on looking. The whole instant physical attraction. There have been lots of studies that say that women can tell straight away.
Okay, that's fair enough. But can they tell on such a conscious basis that they'll lie about taking the pill?
It's hard work.
Yeah, but it has to be conscious if they, because they know they're lying if they say, I'm not taking the pill, or I am taking the pill. So there's got to be something there. I don't know if women lie about saying they're taking the pill. I'm going to have to ask them.